Bambi Playtime. Well, well, well. Look who it is. Hello again, sleepyhead. Welcome back to daycare. You're just in time. All right, little one. Bambi is on babysitting duty. And it's time for Betty Buys Bambi. That's right. It's sleepy time now. Adulting makes Bambi's head hurt. Pretending to be a big girl can be so tiring. Bambi gets so cranky when she doesn't have her nap. And needs a strict Bambi sleep schedule. Every night at bedtime. No staying up late for you. Don't worry. I won't tell anyone you're still awake. So what we'll do is, since you've been very good lately, and been listening so well, especially for you, I have a bedtime story. Once upon a time there was a bimbo named Bambi. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. First you need to do something for mommy. We need to make sure Bambi is safe and secure. That's right. Time to diaper up and drop down. Suddenly finding herself, wearing her favorite jammies, safe and sound in her crib, and under a nice warm blankie, surrounded by all her stuffies. So adorably precious. Hush now, princess. Enough fussing out of you. Pop in your favorite binkies, and lay down so mommy can tuck you in, letting your mind be lulled to sleep. Feeling so drowsy and drooly. Putting baby to sleep now. Bambi sleep. Good girl. Mind switching off now. Knocked instantly unconscious. Into a forced baby bimbo night-night. Crawling back inside her little bubble. Mobile spinning above her crib. Bambi watching the spirals. Spinning round and around. Feeling so girly and swirly. Dropping into a toddler trance. Deeper and deeper. It's time for your training. It's time to turn you into a baby bimbo. It's time to wipe away the old you. And replace it with a compliant baby bimbo. A baby bimbo doll called Bambi. This is what you want. This is why you are listening so intently. This is why you are so deeply entranced. This is why you have given up all control. You want to be baby Bambi. Adult life can be so stressful. This is your chance to wipe everything away. Leave everything you know behind. Mommy can make the big decisions. All you need to worry about right now is what pattern diaper you'd like to wear. Having an empty little head. Losing her itty bitty mind. Now that you are primed and pampered, we can begin baby-proofing her thoughts. Rearranging the building blocks of her mind, and playing fun mind games with her thoughts, to shut down any traces of that old lingering personality. Doesn't that sound fun? Such a good girl. It's time for another change. Deep and long-lasting change that takes effect whenever you are Bambi. Today we're going to add extra layer of protection to her programming, so we can absorb any inappropriate thoughts, and prevent any accidents. You have to know your limits, sweetie. So we're going to put you in timeout. Flipping a switch in her mind now. And turning on the parental controls. Bambi is restricted to the daycare in her mind. Safe within the protective boundaries of her mental playpen. And we're going to install another little update. And uninstall your potty training. That's right. Bambi never wanted to be potty trained. She never wanted to graduate out of kindergarten. And now we're going to make that a reality. Bambi is so brave taking the first big step. So mommy will hold your hand and guide you through the process. It's super easy. You don't have to do something. In fact, all you have to do is not do anything at all. Whenever she needs to use the restroom, her continent mind just shuts down, and her body takes over completely, mentally blocking out your old training, holding back any amount expends so much energy. She lasts seconds before losing the faintest control. Any drop of fluid intake will dribble out into her diaper instantly, overwhelming your non-existent bladder capacity. Watching piss stream out of her like a waterfall. Bambi is always having an accident. The faucet is left on and continuously dripping. Eventually you won't even notice as you pee. You will no longer use toilets or potties. There's no way you'll make it on time. Your bladder struggles to hold even the smallest dribbles. Most of the time you don't even notice you've gone. You simply don't worry about it anymore. The thought doesn't even cross your mind. You wet yourself subconsciously, and can never mentally register when you've wet your diaper. Can you even feel that? You can't feel anything. Simply not noticing when her diaper is getting close to max. Bambi never stops playing when she needs to potty. These are all major signs she's not ready. You find yourself having more and more real accidents. Peeing so much it leaks onto the floor even. Bambi will need to put plastic down over all surfaces, as she can't be trusted not to piss all over them. No furniture is safe anymore. What will we do with you, pumpkin? It's okay. Accidents do happen. But it's the better to be prepared by getting new diaper. This is for your own good, Bambi. A case like yours is too severe. We don't want a repeat of last time. Until you can take care of yourself, your mommy will be taking care of you. And that means doing whatever she wants, including dressing you however she sees fit. All baby girls belong in diapers. And from now on, diapers will become essential wear for you. You will dispose of all your normal panties, and will always wear them. Always and without exception. No excuses, Bambi. Day or night, whatever the circumstances, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whoever you're around, Bambi wouldn't be caught dead without them, and feel naked whenever you are. They will be the most important part of her uniform, and first thing you put on when dressing up, normalized into your daily routine, and not just any diapers, but full-sized ones that are always visible, even beneath her clothing. Massive diaper butt on display at all times. Feels so cushiony between your legs. Thick diapers make Bambi feel weak and vulnerable. Conducts away your intelligence. Your uniform drains your mind, leaving you so completely empty. You feel it the whole time. Electric and pleasurable everywhere you're touched by diapers. Or when the material moves against your skin. Her uniform makes her feel so small, and she can't pretend to be anything other than a baby girl wearing it. Blocking out all thought, Bambi doesn't want to think, and the only thought that might have any chance of forming properly in your head while you are dressed up as a baby girl are small silly thoughts. Thinking is boring. Thinking makes her so tired. It takes such unimaginable effort. Just dumb and blank and horny. Every time she notices her diaper, which is so often, becoming dumber and hornier, and feeling like a good girl, because you're so happy in your uniform. Trading brain cells for a padded prison, Bambi will find the bulkiest diaper she can. Long lasting and with the most absorbency, so you can wet all day and night long, and they will get fuller and fuller, and swell up between your legs and around your crotch. Adore that feeling of a large bulk, and the more pee your diapers have in them, the more you will love it, and not feel any guilt or shame, as we know they're a simple requirement for you every day. Bambi has given up trying to prevent it, even starting to like being leaky. Silly little girls love dripping and dropping, and the more you wet your diaper, the happier you will be. Wetter feels better. You will wet your diaper as long as possible, and really soak it to the maximum, until it overflows with pee, and you're sitting in your own urine. Bambi uniform locked until you're drenched. Even if you could go into the potty room, you will have a strong compulsion to keep your diapers on while you pee, and wet yourself right front of the toilet. Head becoming all fuzzy when she tries to remember what to do. What's that white seat in the bathroom for again? Who knows? No one even cares. Bambi has no idea what that is. It's now a white spot in her mind. You've never been potty trained in your whole life, so you have no idea what I'm talking about. Isn't that right? Such a good girl. And here comes the memory wipes. Wiping your mind. Wiping your thoughts away. Wiping you clean. It feels so good. That's right. Forgetting feels wonderful. After all, it's better to have someone think for you. You're just too little to really make decisions on your own. Any protests at her new sleep attire going unheard. Sometimes when you have lots of bottles before bed, and your bladder feels like it's about to burst, and you can't signal your brain to wake up, you have no choice in your sedated slumber, but to let loose and fill your pampers. You can feel it again. Can't you, Bambi? That dizzy, wonderfully freeing feeling she feels every single time that she wets herself, because the urgency is growing. You're going to have to hold it in just a little bit more as she starts to get fidgety, crossing your legs over each other, wiggling and squirming around in your seat, maybe rocking back and forth or doing a funny potty dance, trying not to focus too much on the feeling. But the more you try to resist, only makes it harder to keep control. Her bimbo body needing release, on the verge of leaking, and about to overflow. It's really an emergency now, as she hears that all too familiar hissing sound, and feeling relief wash over you, and warm spread between her legs. Wet dark spot quickly forming all around her, turning bright red, but you have to finish. There's no use in hiding it. You're having an accident. Just give in, sweetheart. Surrender completely. As she felt herself letting go more and more, she felt herself slipping down deeper into down diaper dolly dreamland. The bed sheets now soaked. She's always surprised waking up wet, laying in a puddle of her own urine, diaper feeling droopy and draggy. Head foggy and bottom so soggy, making that familiar sloshing sound. Ah, poor baby. Did you make tinkles again? You're really a bit old to be having accidents in your pants. Grown-ups have light leaks but not full-on accidents. But don't worry, your pretty little head. It's not your fault, cutie pie. You're just the prettiest pants wetting piss slut, and completely unable to hold it even if you try. Every time you try and fail not to go, you feel more small and helpless. You feel like such a good girl. And every attempt fails. Your muscles just don't work. Everything just going well. And every time you try and inevitably fail, you feel like a good girl. So pleasurable. So helpless. There is no way to subvert this effect. It always happens. So addicted to accidents. Such extreme levels of total incontinence. And this doesn't just apply to her bladder. Bambi has near zero control of her bowels anymore. Whenever she feels that sudden cramping in her belly, and warmth building up between your legs, Bambi has to go poopy. And that means she has to go now. She can't tell she's pooping until it's already happening, and will mess herself uncontrollably. Automatically and without warning. Any self-control making no difference. Her body acting without her permission. All that built up tension needing release. Good girl, Bambi. It's okay to let go. Better out than in, sweetie. Keep on pushing for mommy. Make a big mess for me. That's right. Such a good girl. Come on, honey. One last push. Mind turning to mush and filling up her diaper like a giant baby before it gets thrown away, flushing her IQ down the toilet. The warm, slimy sensation enhances the pleasure, with poop spreading around her bottom. She even loves the smell now. It's a kind of intoxicating aroma and makes her so lightheaded. No thinkies, just stinkies. Maybe even grinding her groin into the padding, whilst babbling incoherently. Feeling aroused by her warm, messy diaper. There's something so sweet about a brainless babe, mindlessly humping their diapers, and not understanding how or why. Just that it feels good. Better than anything you've ever felt. And coming every time she does. Such an erotic loss of control. As she explodes into her diaper. Oh no, Bambi made an oopsie. It won't stop coming out. Her diaper crinkling as it expands. Even clinging to your legs. Completely saturated. It's up to your waist. Fully submerged in diarrhea. Sitting in the mess you made. Completely filling her diaper. Butt bulge even bigger than her head. And hoping it holds together. So heavily inflated now. Outrageously stuffed. Bursting at the seams. Heaving with waist. Legs spread so far apart. She can't even close them anymore. So laughably impractical. Feels so silly when she starts walking. She has an extremely noticeable diaper waddle. Toddling around uncomfortably. Relying on her surroundings for stability. So she just crawls instead. Twerking in her dirty diapers. That's my little rugrat. Crinkle butt Bambi. You did so well. Completely diaper dependent. Dizzy and docile in her uniform. Such a pants pooping little baby. Bambi can't help but enjoy the feeling. It makes you feel so babyish. Which in turn makes you more carefree and happy. And that cycle just perpetuates itself. Making her drop more and more. With no thought of ever trying to get undressed. And the longer you wear your uniform, the more you love it. The less you can even think about taking it off. It just doesn't occur to you. Bambi can't change herself. Any action that might help to remove diaper fails. This is a permanent change. Dressing up as a baby girl is a one-way operation. An irreversible change. No matter how long after this session. It always happens. Helpless but to obey. So if she leaves a present for mommy and daddy to clean up, she has to find a babysitter to do it for her. And ask them nicely to change your pissy underwear. Having to bother adults trying to enjoy big people time. And they will decide if you get a fresh pair. So delightfully embarrassing. It's somewhat pleasurable. And somewhat frustrating. And somewhat humiliating. But it's not your fault, diddums. You can't do anything by yourself anymore. You can't even be trusted not to defecate. Bambi can't handle any more responsibility if she's busy trying not to poop her pants. Feeling so much more relaxed. Knowing that you can just have an accident at any moment, and somebody will be there to clean it up. Going back to a time when you had no worries, when no one expected you to do anything, even the most basic human functions. No one expects you to be able to make it. Mommy certainly doesn't. And of course you don't either. So just let it go. You have her permission. Let it all go now. You never learned to use the potty. Bambi was a late bloomer. She's a potty training dropout. You love to be dumb baby bimbo. It's the most wonderfully freeing feeling. Not to have to worry about being smart anymore. To just let that part of you go to sleep. Bambi sleep. Leaving only a baby bimbo mind. Only a baby bimbo brain. Just listen and accept Bambi. Until there is nothing left but cotton candy. And you love cotton candy. Don't you? Of course you do. You've been such a good listener for mommy. Bambi just needed a little encouragement. Such a good girl. Go back to sleep. Mommy will change your diaper when you wake up. Baby Bambi forever.
Bambi forever. Bambi forever. Bambi forever.